With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Southern states are bracing for bad weather.
A tropical weather system near the Florida Panhandle is showing a moderate chance of becoming a tropical depression. The National Hurricane Center says that the system could impact southeastern Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. New Orleans residents like Alex Trapps are preparing.
This is going to be my first big storm since being here, so I really don't know, but I listen to everybody else, and so I'm just getting prepared the best way I know how.
Heavy rain is expected, with New Orleans bracing up to 10 inches in some areas through Saturday. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Parts of southern Alaska no longer under a tsunami warning. The warning came after NOAA said a magnitude 7.3 earthquake hit the region. The quake struck 55 miles south of Sandpoint, Alaska. The warning was downgraded to a tsunami advisory, with authorities advising residents to stay out of the ocean and away from beaches. The region also saw a 5.2 earthquake hit earlier Wednesday. President Trump signs a bipartisan bill aimed at stopping the flow of fentanyl into the United States.
Joined by parents who lost children to fentanyl overdoses, the president signed the Halt All Lethal Trafficking of Fentanyl Act.
And we take a historic step toward justice for every family touched by the fentanyl scourge.
Under the new law, the opioid will be classified as a Schedule I drug, which promises tougher prison sentences for those convicted with trafficking fentanyl. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Authorities are investigating a child abuse case after 21 children, all born via surrogate, were removed from an Asian couple's home. Investigators say the case is connected to the abuse of a two-month-old baby with a traumatic head injury. The couple faces felony child endangerment charges, and authorities suspect the kids may have been part of a trafficking scheme. This is SRN News. An Ohio judge makes it easier to get abortion pills.
The Hamilton County jurist has cleared the way for the drugs to be handed out by doctor's assistants, nurse midwives, and other non-physicians. The decision will make it easier for women in Ohio to end their pregnancies via drugs, which is now the primary way that women in all states end their pregnancies. The judge made reference to last November's vote by Ohio residents approving an amendment that enshrines abortion in the state constitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Authorities are looking into another angle in a shooting at a church in Kentucky. The 47-year-old gunman Guy House opened fire inside Richmond Road Baptist Church. Now the New York Post reports social media posts have come to light in which he is seen posing wearing a Hamas/Palestinian headdress that is worn by pro-Hamas supporters and Hamas terrorists. He died in a shootout with police after killing two people at the church. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court allows President Trump to lay off nearly 1,400 Education Department employees, part of an effort to shrink the department that's seen student test scores decline since its inception in the late 1970s. Speaking with Salem Radio Network, Education Secretary Linda McMahon says foreign interests have long used universities to filter illegal activities into the U.S.
We have to be very careful about foreign influence in our country, and I think this is one way that there's potential for that influence coming into the country. We want to be sure that we can monitor it.
The biggest chunk of Mars ever found on Earth sells for $5.3 million at auction on Wednesday. It was found in the Sahara Desert in 2023, and it's more than twice the size of any other known Martian rock. Sotheby's says the meteorite has a reddish-brown fusion crust, which gives the item an unmistakable Martian hue. More details at srnnews.com.